This call is being recorded.
Now I want you to focus deeply into your fourth chakra center, your heart center. Feel the energies there as you dive deep into that fourth chakra. And in so doing, also be aware of your other chakra centers, all seven chakras and the five that are not yet online but are coming very quickly to be a part of your expression once again. Feel the energies now moving within each chakra center. Feel it building, beginning with the first chakra, then to the second and to the third. Feel the energies moving, spinning, gathering momentum as it moves up the chakra centers until it moves to the fourth chakra. And then feel the deep energies there. Feel the love, feel the connection, feel the oneness within that center. Be that center. Be that fourth chakra. Be that love. For we are all that love. And it is embodied within this chakra center. And then feel the energies moving into that high heart center. And on up into the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh. And then beyond that, to the eighth, and the ninth. But you may find that the energies in those higher centers, above the seventh chakra, are not very strong yet. Some of you, though, will feel those energies there, especially in what is becoming known as the soul chakra center. That center that connects all beings across not only this world and the solar system and the galaxy and all of the galaxies and the universe itself. Feel that connection as that energy that you have been focused on for some time now as a group comes from the universal sun as a brilliant white light, a pulse of light coming down from through the universe, through all of the galaxy central suns, the millions and billions of galaxies, and all of their suns, and then finally down to your galaxy, and through all of the solar systems within the galaxy, all of the suns, and finally your sun, your solar sun. That embodiment that brings the energy to this planet, that bathes the energy, or bathes this planet in energy, in oneness, in love, coming from this central sun of the universe. All is connected now through your soul chakra centers. That is the connection that you have with the central sun of the universe, with the source itself of this universe. And that soul chakra is more and more coming what would be called online. And you will begin to feel it more and more as the days and months pass on, as you continue to move through this transition. But feel that energy now coming as a wave of energy, or rather waves of energy, coming to the planet, bathing the planet. See the planet being covered by this energy, by this love coming from the source itself. As these waves of energy pass across the planet, engulfing the planet in higher consciousness, higher vibration, raising the vibration of all it touches. And know that as this vibration raises, so too does the energy within each and every one of you, in every life form on the planet. The energies rise. You have been feeling these energies rise more and more. You feel it outside of yourself, feeling the very air around you becoming electrified at times. And you feel that energy moving into your bodies. Feel it now as it moves into your body, into your physical body and your astral body and your etheric body and your causal body and so on. Feel it moving through you, filling you with light and love and higher consciousness. As you are being that light and love, as you are being that source energy, and now see the entire planet transforming before your very eyes. See the air becoming crisp and clear. Feel it becoming crisp and clear and energized with all of the negative ions everywhere, not only at the water holes and the ocean and after a rainfall, but all the time. See the sky, the beautiful blue, purplish sky, the brilliance, the white fluffy clouds, hear the sounds of the universe, hear the celestial sounds. Smell the fragrance, all of the flowers in bloom. Have all of your senses now come alive, experiencing the oneness that your planet is now providing for you. For your planet has called out, and we have all answered the call. Feel the earth, feel Gaia herself returning to her pristine former self. Feel her becoming more and more alive, alive with the richness all around her and all around you. Now, as you begin to merge back into your physical bodies, those of you that did leave it, and if you didn't, that is okay. Feel that energy from the earth, which came from the central sun of the universe, source itself. Feel that in your bodies now. Feel your bodies, your physical body now, becoming enlivened by these energies. Some of you will feel it as waves of energy now moving through your physical body. Some may even feel an uncomfortableness, as if your stomach was beginning to turn. Let it pass, or it shall. Some of you may be feeling your heart beginning to race. Let it pass, or it shall. Trust in the process, my dear friends. Trust in this ascension process, for this is all part of your ascension. Now let yourselves begin to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your bodies. I am the one known as Melchizedek. I have not spoken through this one before, nor been with this group before. But it is time, and I prepared this one, James, for this occasion, sending him energy, matching his energy with my energy. Otherwise, he would not have been able to withstand this. And even in so doing, of matching these energies, it was a difficult time for him, as he felt his heart racing over a period of time here, as the preparations were made. And I tell you this, not because of this one James, but because of all of you. Because all of you now are moving through this ascension process. And all of you will begin to have, not necessarily uncomfortable signs of the changes within you, but some, yes, it will be somewhat uncomfortable. But if you know beforehand, as your heart begins to race, as your stomach begins to turn, as the headaches become a little bit more prevalent within you, as the energies move within your body, and you know not from whence they come, why they are there, what are you experiencing? Some may even feel at times and may ask the question within themselves, am I dying? No, you are not dying. You are living. You are growing. You are experiencing. You are becoming. You are becoming all that you were meant to be and more. You are returning. Many of you, most of you, are returning to your former selves. But returning to your former selves with the knowings that you have now, of this experience that you have had in this world, in this solar system, and yes, for many of you, even in this galaxy. For many of you come from far off, galaxies far, far away. And you have come here to experience, to grow, and to help those around you to experience and grow. And yes, it seems at times as if you are spinning your wheels, as if the entire Earth is spinning her wheels and not going anywhere. But those of you know deeply within that all is changing. not just a few things here and there, but all is in process of change. Your entire life as you know it is going away. The comfort zones that you have come to know are falling away, as they must. But those of you that have been prepared and preparing and becoming accustomed to these energies more and more, those of you know that these changes are happening, and they are certainly happening for the betterment of all of mankind. And I tell you, not only here on this planet, but throughout the entire solar system, and yes, even throughout the galaxy, because what happens here reverberates across the galaxy. As the wings of the butterfly flap together here, the winds of change is felt across the galaxy itself. Know that. You know that as the butterfly effect. You know that as you do something for another here on this planet, you do it for all across the planet, the solar system, and the galaxy. Every single motion that you make, even every single thought that you have, reverberates out. So think for a moment about those thoughts that you have every day and how they are affecting the collective consciousness of the entire galaxy. And then you wonder, what difference can I make? Well, my friends, you are making a difference every moment of your life. Every thought makes a difference. So know that when you feel less than, like you are not doing anything to bring about these changes, that everyone else is doing it around you but you. Well, I tell you, that is certainly not true. You yourself, and all of the multidimensional parts of yourselves are making a difference. You are you. You are the power within you. Hold that power. Grab that power. Be that power within you. Because that power is the source of all of creation within you. Your programming, your three-dimensional programming, has held that back from you, has kept you from knowing the truth about yourselves, so that control could be maintained, that you could be controlled. But I tell you, no longer, for this is a new world, this is a new paradigm. And you are that new paradigm. So go out now each and every day of your life moving forward and know that you have the power within you, that you are that power, and that you speak that power to all that you come in contact with. And when you speak that power, you speak the source to all, and all reverberate from that power that you speak. I am Melchizedek. And I appreciate this time that I can be with you in the hopes that even a small portion of what I have given you this day will make a difference within you, knowing that you are making a difference within the all. All of my peace, my power, my love, my knowingness be with each and every one of you. Namaste. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
How is that for you all?
Good.
Powerful.
Do you feel the energies? Do we need to have you all wake up now? Come out of your muted calls here, please. We want to hear your wonderful voices. Want to hear that you are all alive and moving on in joy and oneness? Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Yes, we're here.
Very good. Very good. There you all are. Wonderful.
We're here. We love you.
We love you too. Do you feel the energies that Melchizedek has spoken of?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Feel them.
Yes.
Very powerful.
Absolutely.
What a ride.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you know the saying, people, you ain't seen nothing yet. Or you ain't felt nothing yet. As many of you are beginning to realize that these things we have been talking about for many years now are real. You may have thought before that, when is this going to happen? And when it did not happen, you begin to think and become disconsolate and think it's never going to happen. And, oh, I guess it's not going to happen in my lifetime. Well, poppycock, it is happening. It's happening right now. You are in the midst of it. And many of you are beginning more and more to realize that. You are having the dreams. You are having the waking experiences. You are having the sightings in the skies. You are having the intense feelings coming over you, such as this one James, who had his heart racing. And we monitored it very carefully that it would not become too powerful. But it did not, and we were able to allow for the Melchizedek to speak to you because it was important, because he comes to you with the power of the source. And that is important for you to realize, as he said, that you are the power. And to begin more and more to stand within that power. And when you come in contact with others that are not standing in their power, or that are still continuing to stand in their ignorance, or in their desire to not know the truth, to want to stay in the darkness. When you come upon them, do not despair. Just be who you are, the power within you. Let that come forth and let it do what it will. And then let it go. Let it be. Whatever it is. And that is all you need to do. For every so often, more and more as you move along here, you are going to speak with your power and someone is going to hear you. They're going to hear the source within you. Now, that does not mean that you are to say and use the term I a great deal. No, do not. Do not say I am all powerful. Do not say I am the one. Do not say that to others, for they will not understand. Just as when Yeshua spoke the words that he did, they did not understand. But he did not say ever that he was God.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say that. He said, I am that I am.
Yep. Yes.
You see, and they misinterpreted his words,
mm-hmm.
believed that he was the Son of God and the only Son of God.
Mm.
But did he speak with power from the source? Yes, he did. I and my Father are one. What was he speaking of as his Father? He was speaking of his higher self.
Ourself.
And the connection of the higher self to the source of the universe, to the oneness. That is what he was speaking from.
Mm.
And that is what you now are speaking from, or are now going to begin more and more to speak from. Read, my friends, read the Unveiled Mysteries again. And read how he came, the Godfrey Ray King, the Guy Ballard, came to his power within him as he brought the source forth and spoke out to those that needed to hear and to understand that power. That is what Melchizedek brought to you today. As the saying goes, run with it, okay?
Mm.
Yes.
Do you have questions here for one who serves?
We have email questions.
Yes.
We have email questions first.
Yes.
So
please.
Okay.
Yes. The first question is from Tara, one who serves. Do we merge or align with higher self upon death of we don't quite manage it incarnation? Is there also a presence of false light beings, and how can we discern that which is pure service to others' light? Much appreciated.
First of all, as one moves through the dying process, the death process, they do not immediately merge with their higher selves. And we are saying they and not saying you purposefully here, because in the past, we would have used the term when you die. But as you are beginning more and more to understand, you very well may not have that death experience, at least not anytime soon. Okay? So we are speaking in terms of in the past, certainly. And yes, of course, some will still move through this dying process. And when you are on the other side, you continue on as who you are for a period of time. That period of time, of course, depends on you. And it depends on you as to when you are ready to begin the merging process with your higher self and all of your multidimensional selves along the way. And that is up to you. And yes, to those who are there to help guide you along the way as well. Now, at a certain point, you then make that decision. You are ready to become fully merged with your higher selves, and then you do so. Does the personality that you were in this lifetime be lost? No, certainly not. It is merged. It is a part of the whole, and it continues on as that part, you see? And at any time, it can be re-emerged, if the higher self, you, decide you want to do that. Bring that personality back again, you see? Now, there's a difference here, because we will speak now about ascension. And the ascension process that you are going through, and as you fully move through the ascension, what have you been told over and over? It is a merging of you with your higher self. So you are going to merge with your higher self without going through the dying process. Most of you, you see? and you are going to merge with your higher self and still be who you are in this personality that you are now. Imagine what that will be like. Now, as to the second part of this question, and then we will turn this over to Shoshana. The second part of this question was about the, speak please again, what you called them, the other light beings? No.
False light
beings.
False
light beings, yes. False light beings. Yes, there are those of the darkness. When you think of the great white brotherhood, there is also the dark brotherhood. It is real. They are real. And there is this war, as you may call it here, this battle between the dark and the light that is going on. But we're going to take this a little step further and know that this battle of the dark and light is going on within each and every one of you. It is not only outside of yourselves that it is occurring, it is happening within yourself. And the light within you is overcoming or illuminating the darkness within you as well, just as it is outside of yourself. It is always so within and so without. Okay, anything to add, Shoshana?
Shoshana wishes to share with this loved one, Tara, her perspective of this question that is extremely complex. It is not a simple question. It is not a simple process. It is very complex, as the being that you are in the body in the third dimensional realm is an aspect of that which is multiple beings in a multiple experience at many dimensions, and the soul is orchestrating all of this. Your goal as a human is to ascend and merge, if you wish, with all that you are. It is not about the body, the higher self. It is not so succinct. It is multiple beings that you are, multiple experiences that you are. What needs to happen in each one of you that you trust the process and you become the best that you can be in the experience that you are having. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Now we have other questions here from your email.
Yes, this is from David. Dear one who serves, this question is about the RV, but is not about a date. There is much confusion about who's providing toll-free numbers for the RV. How will be announced, and how will people be notified? Can you describe what types of events will take place when the RV is in progress? Thank you.
We are glad that you are not asking for a date, because as you know, we are not going to, or we cannot give the dates here. Because, and it is not because we would not want to do so, it is because we do not know it at this time. There is nothing written in stone here. So those that say the RV is tomorrow, or it is the next night, or it is going to be a week from now, no, they do not know that. But they do know that it is coming, and we're telling you that it is coming. It is a part of this entire expression. It is a part of this entire transition that you are moving through, and it must be a part of this. Those that you have come to the understanding that you've heard about this RV and it has not happened, so therefore it is never going to happen. No, it is going to happen. It must happen. It must be a part of this, because balance needs to be brought back to the world, and your monetary situation must be brought into that balance, you see? And without this, and without your reset, your global currency reset, this would not happen. Now, as to the other events that are involved with this, We cannot say in what order this is going to be, but you can expect that the event that has been spoken of many times in many different ways, call it the changeover, call it whatever you want, the great flash from the sun, all of this, the solar flash, all of these things are all part of the one, and they are all going to happen as they need to. In the terminology that has been given many times, in the divine timing for this. Or if those of you that want to think in terms of beyond time, and we applaud you if you are thinking in those terms, as it is wonderful, in the divine vibration that is needed to be set here. And that is coming. And you are beginning more to experience the changes that are coming about. You are hearing about these arrests. Maybe not the arrests that you are looking for. Maybe not the ones that you all know of. But there are many, thousands and thousands of arrests that are happening all the time here. And they are leading as these lower, what you would call lower arrests, of those that are lower in the pecking order, you might say, as these ones are being brought in and questioned, they are turning over their overlords. They are giving them up, as your saying goes. And as this happens, they are coming closer and closer to those ones that may be considered more at the top. And eventually, they will get to those ones you know as the 13 bloodline families. That will also come. They are going to be a special situation, though, where they will likely be taken off planet without the tribunals, without the arrests, and all of this. But that even in itself has not been yet determined. But it is coming. Your political arena is in great flux at this point. And you will see more and more of this as it continues on. The one side against the other and the rhetoric that comes with that. My way is better than your way. What is that saying? My daddy can beat up your daddy, you see? It is all part of the expression of control. And that control of your governments over the people is going to come and is coming to an end very quickly, we might say here. Okay, Shoshana, anything to add here?
Shoshana wishes to share a personal perspective with this one. And that is, happiness is in the moment, David. One must live in the moment. And one must observe what is going on around them without being the experience that is going on around them. Simply observe it in the moment. The moment is where happiness and joy reside, where your life will be the fullest. Human beings tend to continue to wish for a change, to wish for something that is just out of reach, to wish that if only this thing would occur, my life would be perfect and in balance once more. That does never occur because change is a constant. Change is always happening. Ones who serve have often quoted many, many times, go with the flow. It is not in our best interest to ask when, to ask why, to ask where, as these questions continue to frustrate the being that is asking those questions and take them out of the moment. Live your life in the moment and observe what is around you. And simply be patient that, as the one who serves has said, divine timing is being orchestrated. One must have faith in that rather than wish for a change. Namaste.
Wonderful. Very well and succinctly given here. Are there any other questions here? And then we move on to the phone.
One who serves, may I provide some information? He wanted toll-free numbers. And you can contact David, you can contact Patrick at Dinar Chronicles. That will give you information. There's also, when you're on that page, you can click on the sacred word, Telestai, which takes you to a sign-up of your email, and they will notify you. Patrick will notify you when it occurs. So there you go.
We need to add something here, though, to this, and that is, do not be concerned about this.
Right.
You will know when you know.
Right.
You will be given the information when it is given, and you will not be held out in the darkness here. You will be in the light of all of this. For are you not light workers and warriors? So why would you think that you would be held in the darkness if you are in the light? You see? So no concerns here about this. Forget about the idea of 800 numbers or anything. Not saying it won't be, but do not be thinking or be concerned about that at this moment. Do as Shoshana is saying and be in the moment, okay?
And Shoshana wishes to add to this?
Yes.
The most important thing here is to give up the attachment of wanting the information. As the information will flow and will be in your awareness when you are ready for it and when your light is ready for it and when you move the rest of humanity toward the goal, the information will be available to you. And you must have faith that the information will come. It could be in a newspaper article. It could be from a phone call. It could be from a human being that you are speaking to. It can come in many, many ways. But seeking to know the information because it is an attachment to that information is taking you out of your lifetime and into the future rather than living your life.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Are there further questions here from this your email?
Yes.
And then we move on.
This is from Julia Hoffman. Two questions. I have a follow-up question for one who serves from a couple weeks ago. They mentioned that we may choose to repeat a similar ascension awakening experience on another planet/galaxy. If that were an option now, how many other planets would be in a similar crisis such as what Gaia has felt for so long? I do realize that the light has already won here and this experiment has ended.
Yes, we have given many times here that you volunteered to come here, you came, you, pardon the expression, you conquered, and then you are able to move on. And you have done this before. Many of you have done this again and again and again. You have volunteered, you have come, you have done what you needed to do, you moved on, you moved to another planet, another system, and you did it over and over and over. What has changed this time? You see, those of you that have gone through this or are going through this, you have gone through it before, and yet here you are again, you see? And even in those times, likely you said, I'm not doing this again. This is the last time. But you did it again and again and again. Now, whether or not you will move on and do that, that will be up to you. The volunteers or the call for volunteers at some point will certainly go out again. And whether or not you will respond as an ascended being, and that is important here, not as a three-dimensional construct that you are here, but as an ascended being, will you answer the call? And there will be more calls when the need is there. When another planet such as Gaia calls out and says, help. And those of you that are of the light, and again, as ascended beings, many of you will answer that call again and be right back in it again. But If you do not want to, that is your choice. It is free will, zone, remember that. Now, one more thing, and then we turn this to a Shoshana if she wishes. You are going to have a respite in between, what you call R&R. And you are going to be able to have that time to, you know, reassess, just have fun, joy, be a part of the celebrations that we have spoken of. Go up on ships if you wish. Go down to inner and hollow earth if you wish. Whatever you want, go to other galaxies, other planets. Certainly go to your home areas if you want. Go for a visit. Do whatever you want. You'll be able to do all of these things as an ascended being. Okay? Do you have anything to add, Shoshana?
Not at this time.
Very good. Then we are done for the email questions. And
what was the second part
yes.
of that?
Oh, please.
After returning from a trip to Egypt in December 2017, I got so very sick. I literally thought I was going to die, as if I had picked up some kind of fatal virus. I ended up going to an emergency care facility, and they called it Pharaoh's Revenge, and replenished my fluids and gave me a prescription for some medicine. I have never felt so close to death in my life. Do you have thoughts on what this was or could have been?
Yes, Shoshana,
yes.
Do you wish to
Shoshana wishes to share with this one.
Yes.
This is a simple thing. You were not acclimated to the culture, to the food, to the water, to the air, to the viruses, to the bacteria, to all that was in that land. Your body was not acclimated to that. And as a result, many, many beings that travel beyond their own environment experience illnesses. They experience difficulties in adjusting to those environments. This is not anything complex. And the interesting thing here is that you have overcome it. And it was a momentary experience due to the change in environments. This is a simple thing, and it is not complex as you may think it is. Namaste.
Very good. We move on now to other questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was involved in an incident last week, and I'm interested in the spiritual relevance of the goings on, and if there's anything I can do to clear the trauma. I took my daughter to the hospital for surgery Wednesday morning, and on my way home from the hospital that evening, I was involved in a high-speed car chase with the police department of the city. And I was hit by the person they were pursuing, and my car stopped him. So then I found myself in between the police with their guns drawn and the criminal that they were chasing. And so they started screaming at me, get out of there, move your car. And by a miracle, total miracle, I was able to start the car. And I went to the other side of the intersection. And then I waited and I heard. And what the police ended up telling me was, yes, indeed, I was hit by someone they were pursuing who was a dangerous criminal. They really felt they had to get him. And they were able to stop him. And he was taken off to jail as I was actually waiting in my car for them to settle up with me. Many miracles happened that evening, Wednesday evening. I happened to be driving my daughter's car, and she has had several bad incidences with her cars being totaled. So I'm curious about the issue with her cars being totaled. This is the third car in about 2 years, and I'm interested. I'm claiming the miracle, and I am ever so grateful. If I had been 2 seconds off, he would have hit the driver's door, and I wouldn't have been calling you today. So I am so grateful and so thank you. I'm wondering about the spiritual significance of that. this afternoon, my daughter is sitting with me. We're listening to you, and we're both healing.
We think that you already have a semblance of knowing here what is occurring. First of all, you are not 2 seconds off. So, in other words, the miracle, as you are calling it, happened. And you are experiencing more of these miracles, as you are saying. And it is purposeful. It is purposeful for you in your following your blueprint, we will say, that you came in with, or your contracts, if you will, that you are to continue on, that you are not to leave this planet at this time, that you are to be a part of this transition and the ascension process. So that is the spiritual understanding of all of this. You are meant to be here, meant to keep going. Okay? Yes. Shoshana?
May we ask my dear sister who is speaking?
This is Margaret. I listen all the time. I don't call in often.
My dear sister Margaret, may we have your daughter's name?
Erica.
Erica. My dear sister, this is a complex thing. The emotional body, which rides in the car, is either balanced or unbalanced. We find that those who receive accidents, who find themselves in accidents in their cars multiple times, have an unbalanced emotional body and a fear that creates the accident or attracts the accident to them. What our dear sister Erica must do if she wishes to understand the relevance of these car accidents and many cars totaled, as you are saying, is understand her disposition at the time of the accident and learn to calm herself as you did this time around in the turbulence you found yourself in and the great courage that it took and the great light that you drew upon spiritually in that incident that created your being saved and moved away from this incident and that dangerous being that was creating this havoc was apprehended. You must congratulate yourself for balancing your emotions so well and drawing upon the light so well that you were able to pull this off. All beings can create what they need to create to alleviate the dangers that are occurring in this third realm by balancing their emotions. It's about balancing their emotions. So we ask that your beautiful daughter, your beautiful daughter that you are so love her, that she learn to create calmness within herself. And as a result, many of these things will stop occurring in her life. We hope that this perspective is helpful to you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Are there any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Drusilla. Since we're talking about illness and the like, I might as well keep it going. I wanted to tell Shoshana that you've helped me tremendously today. Your answers were huge. I have some health problems going on. I have chronic pain issues, and I'm going to have another surgery because a knee replacement failed on March 8th. I'm having surgery, and I keep hearing as I'm on YouTube that something's going to happen at the end of March, something big, and I keep saying I'm going to be sitting in a chair for weeks, right, waiting for this, you know, the event to happen. It's going to happen after I have surgery. So I just wanted to see if you had any comments on that.
Do you wish Shoshana to share the perspective?
Anybody who wants to comment. I'm worried. I'm going to be sitting in a chair.
May I share?
Yes, please do.
My dear sister,
mm-hmm.
You have been caught up in this third dimensional program, and you are, the momentum has taken you to areas that you never perhaps needed to experience. The surgery that you are referring to is a result of your fear of going forward. You must understand
okay.
that when there is difficulties in the knees, in the legs, in the feet, this is a sign that you have manifested fear of going forward in your life, that the forward movement of your life is a fearful thing for you. And we are hoping that this perspective means something to you. What we would say is that, my dear sister, you must meditate upon this. And we feel, although we do not like to give this advice, that there is another remedy waiting for you aside from this knee surgery. And we believe that you may benefit from another opinion of another
okay.
health practitioner or doctor that could change your perspective. So we
okay.
would ask that you meditate on your fear of moving forward and see what happens from that.
Okay.
Does this help you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Namaste.
We need to
yeah.
add here, as this was a personal question, we would like to direct this also to the collective out there and to know
mm-hmm.
that to know that you are hold please, we have disconnect here.
What's that?
One moment, please, dear sister.
Okay.
We apologize for the what we call the disconnect. At times this can occur, and that is because this one that we are speaking of is becoming de-energized at this point and is not able to continue the focus here. There are reasons for this. It has to do with that of the Melchizedek and that energy that came through. And it was somewhat overwhelming for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask your indulgence here, all of you on the phone. We may be able to continue in moments to bring the questions forward again. Otherwise, we will need to release channel. Hold, please, moment.
Sure.
Okay, we attempt again here. We are done with this question, though, we believe. Are there any other questions? Or then we release channel.
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelei, dear brother.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you, I have had memories dating back maybe, I'd say, 15 years of being with Jesus, like as if I was Mary, and also later on, memories of when I connected with my twin flame. Sometimes it would occur like it was Yeshua. Sometimes it would occur like it was this dreadlocked black man. And in those earlier memories, it sometimes occurred as it was a black Jesus. You know, and I've had many, many thoughts about this. Was that my twin flame? Was that my higher self? Recently, I've had, and there's lots of daydreams and imaginings and visualizations and, you know, visiting this now man, this now black man, dreadlock man that I will call Ani. That's what I've been given the name. And so it's like, it's so such a mishmash of all this different kinds of stuff, and they occur to be very, very real. And I just wonder, and I just want to have to finally ask, like, is this my imagination, or are these actually real things that somehow belong to me in some of my multidimensional cells, in a way that maybe I don't understand?
First of all, we would say that your imagination, your imaginings are real. So do not think in terms of when you imagine something, is it real or not? But we will add a caveat here. We will say that you're also very much in your thoughts, in your head, as we can say here. And when you are in your head and not making that heart-mind connection, in other words, not listening to that small voice within yourself, your intuition, all of this, then you are simply in your thoughts. And in your thoughts, you can many things can come to you that are not exactly as you are believing that they might be. Now, that is not to say that you are not receiving correct information, correct knowings, rather, not so much information, but knowings. And some of this is certainly real for you. And it can certainly be those multidimensional aspects of self, whether or not who you were in the past, and all of this has no relevance here. And we would ask all of you to not put relevance into who you were in the past. If it comes, if it feels right, if it resonates to you, then wonderful. Go with it. Be it. But do not become ensconced within the knowing of who you were before. Because what does that do? It brings up the ego and all of the machinations that come with the ego taking control. Now, that is not to say that you are not to be in your power. Be in your power. And if it helps you to know that you were someone, a famous person, you might say, in the past, and that helps you to be in your power, then so be it. Then it is wonderful for you. But do not become so involved in all of these things of who you might have been and all of this, and know, be able to separate your thoughts from the realities coming from within your heart center. Shoshana, anything to add here?
Yes. Dear Sister Lorelei, may we share our perspective with you?
Please.
Dear Sister, you are a conduit to other selves, other lifetimes, and you have been gifted with memories which contain messages. What is blocking those messages and understandings for you is your beautiful analytical brain. What we find in you is that you attempt to analyze what is going on and put the pieces together like a puzzle, and this will not allow the messages to filter through to you. What we would ask you to do, if you wish to understand these experiences and these images and these beings that are coming into your mind, into your meditation or your mind's eye or your daydreaming or your night dreaming, what we would ask that you would do is be with it. Be with the experience and listen carefully with that superior spiritual ear that you have to that which would be the messages given to you that would be guidance in your life. Rather than solve the puzzle, listen to what they are saying to you. Namaste.
Wonderful. We always say, do not put much attention on the messenger, but the message that comes forth. Okay, we move on. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. One who serves.
Yes.
Greetings. This is Gary. And this is a prefatory statement. I do not attach ego-wise to these past lives. However, they're merging with my higher self and great knowledge, and I am in that power of that wisdom. Within that, the one from Egypt, and I will not mention a name, it's egoless. There is great wisdom that I'm gaining from this one, and it's merging with me. It's merging with me very, very quickly. And in a reading of a book by Williamson, Secret Places of the Lion, there were markers even showing my last name in there that brought specific attention to a church, St. Mark's in Italy, and then a place where the symbol of Atun was marked, and the sun was marked by extraterrestrial craft, I believe Palladian, that's what I'm seeing, which marked the stone at Mesa Verde in Arizona. I am going to go there. I'm ready to plan a trip there. Provisions are being made. I'm going. Do you see, or is there a specific place, or do I just need to show up and we'll be guided to that vortex or portal? I have an idea where it is. I'm going there to seek knowledge and enlightenment. Am I on the right track? I believe I am.
And you already know the answer to that, as you believe it, so that you are. So
right. Simply
go with the flow.
Okay.
Shoshana wishes to share once you are complete.
Yes. Go with the flow within you. Allow it to continue to move you in the direction that you are going, whatever that might be. And you will find as you move through these various experiences that those things which are necessary to come up within your understanding and within your remembrances will be there for you, just as they are, as you have been with this one, James, and dear wife Joanna here, and the Shoshana working through this as well, and the connections that you all have.
Yes.
And bringing all of this forward is very important for not only your continuing mission here, but for many who will come aboard as a result of what is occurring here.
Beautiful.
This is a hint. We cannot give much more on this now. It will come more to you. But you are coming to understand your power within yourself. That is all we can say here. Yes, Shoshana.
Shoshana wishes to share with this one, Brother Gary. May I share with you my
Shoshana.
Perspective?
Thank you.
You may not like this. Our perspective is that there are still doubts that you have. That the continuing asking when you already know is getting old.
Okay.
We must say, and we will be frank with you, that you must detach yourself from these doubts that haunt you, these doubts. The book that you are reading, read it as if it is a chronicle, as if it was a history of that which you were and are today, and that the words cannot lie to you. It may be surprising to you. It may be a fear that, oh goodness, could this be true? Well, the book has been given to you. Well, you are reading it. Well, your last name is in there. How much more proof do you really need? So you must understand, you must understand that it is simply your human nature to doubt yourself. Please, Brother Gary, give this one up.
Okay.
Namaste.
Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful. The James was given the message to give this book to you for a reason.
Goodness.
Okay. Go with it.
I'm going.
Very good.
You both schooled me. Thank you.
And as far as going goes, we are going to go now too. We need to release channel here. Apologize if there were other questions, but hold them for the next time, okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti, love you.
Peace be with you.